Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever stopped to wonder why, within the same category of serious illness, the validity periods on certificates can differ so dramatically? While I was organizing materials for our Japanese partners, I opened the National Health Insurance Administration's page and found all 30 major illness categories listed alongside their respective validity periods. Rare diseases are permanent. Post-organ transplant follow-up is also permanent. But stage 1 thyroid cancer and stage 1 breast cancer are 3 years. Burns covering more than 20% of the body surface are 1 year. The same regulatory framework, yet the timeframes vary enormously. I eventually worked out why. This is not arbitrary administrative sorting. It is actuarial judgment that has accumulated over 30 years of national health insurance operation. The permanent tier covers conditions that are irreversible and require lifelong monitoring. The 3-year tier consists largely of early stage cancers with high cure rates, where 3 years without recurrence after treatment is generally sufficient to assess stability. Each validity period is actually answering a specific question. Will this condition change? Can it be cured? Does it need to be reassessed? Someone in my own family entered this system through a cancer diagnosis. I lived through the experience of renewing that certificate every 3 years, and I know what that waiting feels like. So when I look at this table, I do not just see a classification scheme. I see a classifier that has been operating for 30 years, linked to ICD-10 coding, and capable of dynamic adjustment at the individual case level. My assessment is this: Taiwan has in fact already developed a prototype of what the AI era calls tiered reimbursement. What we lack is not the underlying institutional logic. What we lack is the reinterfacing of that logic and the bringing of it back to the international conversation table.